Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. For news, content, house guests, podcasts, and our blog. Become a member of our Facebook page. But don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Go! And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Always keep it real. Real.
Welcome, everybody, to Get Real LOL Big Brother Unscripted. I'm your host, Cammie, joined by my co-host, Claudia. Hello, Claudia. Claudia? Okay, maybe I'm going solo for a minute. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited. I know you're excited. Our panel is already lighting up like a Christmas tree. We have the one and only Audrey from BB17 on the show today. I'm beyond excited. Real quick, we're going to catch you up on Big Brother. If you don't like spoilers, turn the volume down because we spoil 24/7 here. Steve won the veto, took himself off the block, and Vanessa went up. Vanessa was pretty much had 2 feet, one hand out the door. And then, not last night, the night before, in the wee hours, Meg decided to come up with some kind of strategy. And she's thinking to herself, wait a minute, it's better if we keep Vanessa because Shelly's going to have the target in front of her. And so whatever's going to happen. So that happened, and the three goblins started talking, saying, yes, yes, yes. We are going to boot Shelly out the door. And basically, still till about an hour ago, Shelly is going home. The goblins had her in the room, and she was pleading her case. And I think it was more for what information they can get from her. So basically, Shelly's gone. She will have a chance to come back. And I shouldn't say definitely, because we all know with Big Brother, you never know what could happen. And a little bit about Get Real. If you visit our website at getreallol.com, you will see we are not only all reality TV, but Big Brother 24/7. There is no need to go anywhere else for Big Brother. We have 11 bloggers 24/7 going at it for Big Brother. We recap the shows. We recap Big Brother After Dark, the live feeds. We have a Big Brother app. Everything is on there. And also we have our 24/7 forum where we have about 30 people who take time out of their lives to type for you, the fans, for when you go to sleep or you're at work and you miss what happened at Big Brother. They're there typing every minute for you. And there's nothing to miss. So go to our main website. You'll get everything there, and you won't be able to miss anything. It's getreallol.com. And I'm hoping and praying that I've got Claudia now. Claudia, is that you?
Hello, can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Yay!
Yay! We love technical issues. It's okay, people. We got Audrey. Who gives a shit? That's another thing.
Oh my God.
Our shows are uncensored. Are you excited, Claudia?
Excited.
Our shows are uncensored. If you are under the age of 18, you are not supposed to be in here, but I won't tell. So, Claudia, I basically caught everybody up since you weren't here. Claudia's like our BB analyst. She knows Big Brother inside and out. But due to technical issues, I kind of caught you up. I'm talking fast. And I'm going to introduce the lady of the hour. Now, Claudia, you know how sometimes we take a song and use an intro for the person that kind of meets with their personality, right?
Absolutely, yes.
It can be a heavy metal song if it's somebody with a strong personality. It can be, you know, that's what we kind of do here. But due to the fact that it's Audrey, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing an intro song. So bear with me, people. I'm dying to do this and honor this woman because it's my favorite scene of the season. Okay, Audrey, this is just for you, and I'm going to sing it as crazy as I can. I wake up in the morning and I say to myself, is this real? Shelly put a knife in my back. Is this real? Okay, everybody, here she is, the lady of the hour. Welcome, Audrey.
Hey!
Yeah! Audrey! Did you like my intro song?
Oh my gosh, it was so good. You have to join the gang. By the gang, I mean myself. Me, myself, and I.
When I saw that, I was like, you know, you're singing, tell me this is my life. And I'm thinking, is this happening? Is she in the have-not room with the fucking blanket over her head and the shades singing this to the fans? I mean, to me, you know, I don't care about the Audrey haters. I don't care anything. It was one of the best moments of the season.
Thank you. It was great. I agree. Come on. Who else is willing to look that silly on national television?
And I have to tell you, also, guys, if you're a Big Brother diehard, you have to join our Facebook page. I forgot that. Shout out to everybody in the Facebook group. There's over 20,000 people in there. Basically, when the drama, there's no drama on the feeds, just go to our Facebook page and there's enough drama there. But there was actually a blog written about this because one person posted a picture of them like in a hoodie and a blanket and shades doing the Audrey. I don't know if you saw this, Audrey. And all of a sudden, within hours, there was thousands of pictures on our Facebook group of everyone doing the Audrey.
Yes. I love it.
All right, Claude, I'm going screen. Can you? I'll be right back.
All right. Hashtag blanking. Audrey. Hashtag planking.
Absolutely. And I know on your Twitter page, I've seen you retweet some of those that people have tweeted out to you. And speaking of your Twitter page, I have to ask you about a post that you did, I don't know, it was a couple days ago. Things to do today. Eat all the marshmallows from the Lucky Charm box and come up with more things to do. How did you do on that?
Mission fucking accomplished.
Excellent, yes. I saw that when you tweeted that out and I just thought that was hysterical. Do you want to give everybody your, just in case they don't know, give everybody your Twitter address?
Sure. All my social media is the same. It's at Audrey M, but it's spelled O-D-D-R-E-Y-M. And it's a pun on my name because I'm a little odd duck and I can get a little weird sometimes.
I love it. I love it. Let's jump right into the questions. We've got a question in the chat room online. And this is from Raymond, and he says, Audrey, are you still friends with Clay?
Clay and I have buried the hatchet, but I remember where I buried that hatchet. So if I have to go dig that shit up, pull that shit back out, I will. But for now, we're good.
Good, good. So who from the... have you been able to connect with everybody who's come out of the house so far?
Yes, I hung out with Davon when I was still in LA. I've spoken to Jason through messages, and I saw Jace and Jeff down at the Hearts of Reality event, and we had a really, really great time.
I was going to ask you about that. Tell everybody a little bit about that event and the whole Give Kids the World and everything that went on there.
It's an amazing charity for children with very severe illnesses, and all types of reality stars from all different shows come down there, show their support, and meet fans, raise proceeds for the cause. And it was a really beautiful event. It was really successful. We were able to raise over $100,000 and supersede all the expectations that all of us could have ever had. Like, it just was so much fun. And so positive, and I'm so excited I got to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned it, because actually we here at Get Real, we have one of our longtime members, Shauna, who was at that event with her son, Aiden. And I know they met you and lots of other people. He's, you know, had childhood cancer and has had some surgery and stuff earlier this summer. So I know they were at that event, and I know they had a great time meeting everybody.
Right.
It really is just an amazing event.
It really, really was. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Gabby? So kind of getting back to the Big Brother world. So other than, you know, this season's house guests, obviously both at Give Kids the World and just through other things that you've done, you've been able to meet lots of other reality stars and Big Brother, you know, house guests. Who's been your favorite person so far that you've met?
I really got to meet all of my favorites prior to even going into the show. Like, I love strong women. So I love Janelle. Like, her performance in All Stars.
Yes.
Okay, work it, girl. I got to hang out with Janelle. I got to hang out with Rachel. I got to hang out with Portia. I mean, the list just goes on and on. It's so hard for me to just narrow it down. But I felt like a kid on Christmas.
So who would you like to meet that you haven't met yet?
I would like to meet Danielle Donato.
I saw the picture she posted. Did you see the picture she posted?
Yes, so funny. She's hilarious.
It was so funny. It was hysterical.
I know. I almost want to buy it. Like, legit.
I have to. Okay.
You have
here's my.
It would be really funny.
It would.
Miracle.
And it probably would trend. It probably would trend. Let's be honest. My question to you is right now, and don't worry, callers, I'm going to pick you up in a couple seconds. Being now outside the house and you have left the game, and I know you get the question, how's it life now being back in real life? And I don't care about those questions. I want to ask you, do you still feel the same way about Clay?
As far as how
as
I
far
felt
as
about
when you inside the house and when you first came out, I could tell in the BB live chat with Jeff, you still, you know.
Yes, I was
didn't care for him.
Yes, I was extremely upset with Clay. Because I hadn't officially turned on Clay or Shelly until Shelly really threw me under the bus. That's when I went and spoke to James. That's when I started to toss around the idea of, well, why don't I just put the seed out there that you guys need to be broken up? And I that had a major that was played a major role in my undoing. But the primary catalyst of it all now being outside of the house is actually Vanessa. Like, she masterminded a lot of it. She got Clay upset with me, and I didn't even realize it at the time, but a whole week before, she had said that she basically had just made up something that I didn't say about splitting up the couple. And so I was really upset and pissed off at Clay specifically because he was coming at me so hard for, why are you so paranoid? Why are you so this? Like, you should feel so safe this week. When in all reality, like, they were actually plotting backdooring me.
Right.
And so I'm over it now. I'm definitely an I told you so person. So, you know, when I talked to Clay, I said, I told you so. And took full accountability for it. He totally wishes he would have fought for his life more. And
oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So the hatchet is buried. But like I said, I remember where I buried that shit. And if I need it, I will go right for his throat.
Preach. Okay, we're going to bring our first fan on the line. Let's say hello to Kat. Hello, Kat.
Hello, how are you?
We're Hi, fantastic.
Hi.
Yay. I just want to declare right now that on Twitter, I don't know, Audrey, if you know, that we call, well, the Big Brother community, we call certain players goddesses, Alyssa and Rachel and Janelle, and I think you're one of the goddesses.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely. And two questions I have are, do you wish you had made it to Jordan?
she said the question was, do I wish I made it to jury?
What I got.
Okay. Absolutely. I would have had the, if I had made it to jury and gotten voted out and I was a jury member, you know, I would have had the most amazing speech out of all of those bitches. And do I think if my odds would have been improved, if I would have lasted a couple weeks? I don't know, because I feel like I was a very easy scapegoat for a lot of people to project things onto and use as a shield. And I think that they cut that shield out too quickly. Like, they should have utilized that more. Like, Clay and Shelly, even if they weren't going to trust me and were never going to believe me, they should. I feel like they still cut me off too soon, because I would have always been a target before them. So I don't know if time would have healed all wounds and my target would have dissipated, but I would have absolutely loved to make it to jury. I would have loved to fight for my life and had the opportunity to at least once be head of household. Because can you just imagine how chaotic that house would be if I was in power? If I was the sole heir in power, everyone would be shitting bricks.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, we have another question from the chat room, and this is from Ben. And he says, Andre, how do you feel about Vanessa staying this week? And who do you want to win at this point?
I want a good player to win at this point. And to me, the best players left that I think are deserving are Vanessa, James, and I think Jackie is really turning it up, and I like that. Jackie's never been afraid to compete, but she hasn't always been the most aggressive socially from a strategical perspective. So right now, those three are my picks. I think there's a chance that Johnny Mac could squeeze to the end if they get Vanessa out, because I don't know who else is going to target him. But I would like Vanessa to stay. And I don't know that James, no matter what, whatever Shelly sells James, I don't know that that's going to work. I think her downfall is frankly, I think that her Botox is wearing off. And I think that it's going to be a lot harder for her to keep that still face and look into someone's eyes and show no emotion and seem so sincere and genuine. And she said that Vanessa was crying crocodile tears, but I know a crocodile when I see one. I was at Gator World down in Florida this past weekend, and that girl has chompers behind that little exterior.
Ruthless. Oh, I love it. I love it. So another question from our chat room, and this is from Sin, and she's wanting to know, this coming April in California, there's always an event called Reality Rally, and she's wondering, and I know lots of others are, do you have plans at this point to attend Reality Rally?
It's definitely, I've been approached about it, and I've been emailing back and forth with a woman who is affiliated with the organization. And so it's looking good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know you had, you've got a book deal that's underway and a new platform that you're starting called RAD. Do you want to kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So basically, I'm working in a collaborative to put a book together. Kind of just going deeper into my perspective and what my experience has been like as a transgender person, and also what my perception of just being a human, like what it means to me to be a human, because I feel like in our world, a lot of people aren't accountable that they have preferences themselves, and it's okay that we all have different preferences, and our world isn't falling apart because, I mean, I feel like the world isn't going to fall apart because we're different from each other. And it is actually falling apart because we feel like that's the catalyst of a lot of our problems. And so in this, I really want to give a perspective to families and just to someone who has no idea what it means to be transgender, what it's like just from my voice and using my platform to do it. I really just want to make a difference. So that's what the book is. It's an untitled book so far, but it's being put together and I'm really excited about it. And I really, really hope it does some good. And then I have started this new platform called RAD. RAD is a platform, basically it's just a social media platform. I'm going to just regurgitate all kinds of inspirational and uplifting things that really resonate with me personally and help get me through my daily life. And I really just want to promote the mindset and the willingness to achieve more than is expected, because that willpower is in every single one of us. And a lot of people struggle to see it in themselves. And I really want to project a reflection out into the world that it's actually within you. And I want, if I can in any way, light up the path to opening that part of them.
That was deep. That was really deep. Was that great?
I have goosebumps. I love that. I love it.
We love positivity. I don't want to cut Audrey off. Guys, I'm going to try to get as many as you are calling in, as many as we can. I'm going to bring on Tony next. Tony, you're on the air with Audrey.
Hi.
Hi, Tony. Tony. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, so on the show, James said that he might have feelings towards you. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about James having feelings towards you? I think it's laughable. I think it's really sweet. And I think James is definitely like an open dude and he's a cool guy. But it is absolutely not mutual. But I definitely foresee us being friends for life after this.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Tom. You have any other questions?
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Tony.
Or Tony.
Okay, next up we have Ryan. Ryan, you're on the air with Audrey.
Hey, Audrey, how you doing?
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Also, I want to say thanks for adding me on Facebook. I was one of the people that added you. My question is, looking at the game now, do you think it would have been smarter to play the game a little bit like being a floater, like Steve and Johnny Mac? Knowing that they're playing it really back, like how Derek played it, kind of swaying people away from them. Do you think maybe going back and if you were able to come back in the game, would you play it a little bit similar as Steve and Johnny Mac are playing?
You know, I definitely think that being a floater would have benefited me more. However, a lot of this and for the benefit for them, for Johnny Mac and Steve specifically, is that this is a very aggressive cast. Like, there are so many strong personality types and strong-willed people that it made it simple for them to just sit in the backdrop and act as props for others. So with my personality type, I'm very assertive, as you can probably see from the show. I don't know that it would really, I don't know if it would be within me to just completely float. Do I think that I should have turned it down like a bunch of notches? Abso-frickin-lutely. I should have shoved the blanket down my throat instead of putting it on my head so that no words would come out for a little bit. But I think I put myself out there right off the bat, you know, when I told my secret to the group. And so I think I just immediately eliminated myself as a floater. So I don't know. Yes, I should have turned it down to answer your question. I should have definitely turned it down and I didn't. And if I could go back, you bet your ass I would do it differently.
All right. And I just had one more question. Do you think people are getting the gist of kind of getting tired of Vanessa using her tears to get out of every situation?
Yeah, I think that they're all catching on. And there's only one person that can really use their tears and get out of situations, and that's me. Let's be honest. I think that, yeah, I think that they're onto her. And seriously, if Vanessa gets out of this vote, I'm just going to tip my hat off to her even more. Actually, I'm just going to throw the whole damn hat at her because she's very good. And even though, at least from my personal experience, even when you can like see it, like all the logic, all the red flags are, she's rocking all of them. They're just sprouting from her body like a Christmas tree. And you can't miss them. But there's still, for some reason, when you like look in those pouty eyes, you still want to believe her. And you don't want to go against her. And so I don't know what it is. She's really good. And I'm really curious to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan.
Yep.
And I don't know that it's like a bad, I mean, I think everything is good in moderation. If you show too much emotion, it's not a good thing, but it's important to show emotion because you're making yourself vulnerable to the person and it makes you relatable. Because the truth is, like, we're emotional beings. And every human on a certain level, people to have different capacities, have that empathy chemical in them. And some people will empathize for that. And so I don't knock her for being emotional because it worked for me after the big Have Not blowout. But yeah, she needs to also digress a little bit from the emotions.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a 30-second little spot back here, and then we're going to come back and take a few more callers.
Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Buy the 24/7 live feeds. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality.
And now, the Get Real Podcast.
And we're back. Okay, Audrey. From time to time, we play a little game here. And I had to play this game with you. Because I know of all people, you're gonna fucking love it.
Okay.
It is called Which House Guest Said It. What we do is we take... It's not a huge scene. We just take a scene where two people or three people are talking inside the house and we distort their voice, kind of like the Surrey iPhone voice. And we want to see if you can guess who is talking in the conversation.
Okay. All
right. Okay. Ready? All right. Here's the first one. And I'll play them a couple times for you because in the beginning you're like, what the fuck is that? Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Oh my God. We're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
I'm gonna play it again, here we go.
Okay.
Oh my God, we're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
I think it's Liz.
It is. I knew she would get this game. I knew it.
Well, also it was like the deep, raspy, like computer voice. Come on.
Well, yeah, but it was Liz in Austin, and she's basically saying, oh my God, you're so fucking cute. This is when he went into the HOH room, people, and he did a date, and he put a blanket as a tablecloth. Okay, let's go to the next one for Audrey. Here's number two.
Next week will be a totally different game. We don't know if a twist is coming. Here's the thing. How do we know we can trust you?
Ooh. I'm going to play it again, Audrey.
I want to say it's Vanessa.
Next week will be a totally different game. We don't know if a twist is coming. Here's the thing. How do we know we can trust you?
You think it's Vanessa?
It's Vanessa or Austin.
It's you.
Oh, it's me? Oh.
Okay, I'm going to set it up for you. Ready? Nobody could forget the crazy night where you started yanking people from their beds and basically saying, get out of the fucking bed or you're going home. And this... You did. And basically, this is when you pulled Jeff out of the bed and you brought him upstairs. And this is what you said to him. I'm going to play it again.
Next week will be a totally different game. We don't know if a twist is coming. Here's the thing. How do we know we can trust you?
And that's exactly what you told him right after you woke him up and he was like flirting with Becky. And you're like, get out of the bed or you're going home. I thought it was hysterical. Okay, I'm going to play one more. I would play these all night, guys, believe me, with Audrey. I'm going to play one more because there's so many callers. Okay, let me pick another one. Okay, this is a more recent one when you were not in the house, but let's see how you do, okay? Here we go.
The biggest irony is, well, God, whatever. You knew I was going up, didn't you? Well, I had a feeling. Then why didn't you say something?
Vanessa.
The biggest irony is, well, God, whatever. You knew I was going up, didn't you? Well, I had a feeling. Then why didn't you say something?
She got it. She got them. She got 2 out of 3. I knew you would. I knew you'd be freaking excellent at this game. It was Vanessa to Shelly. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
Way to
love
go.
It.
Way to go.
Yay.
Okay. I could sit here and play with Audrey all day. No pun. Okay, let's bring on the next person. Ryan, you're on the air with Audrey.
Oh,
Ryan?
Am I on the air again? Yeah.
You're on the air live.
Hey, Audrey. So basically going into the house, did you have a mindset on how you were going to play it, or did it change midway? In the middle, did you change your game in the midway, or did you already have a plan set on how you were going to play going into it?
Absolutely, I had a game plan. I was going to be smooth and stealthy. I said I wanted to be like Dexter Morgan, who's a blood expert. I was like, I'm gonna not be afraid to get blood on my hands, try to win competitions, but I was going to do it very meticulously and organized and calculated. And no one would see me come in, just like Dexter Morgan. And I actually did the complete fucking opposite. I went in there like an acne anvil and just started wrecking shit and stirring the pot. And I just, what I learned about myself through this experience is that I'm just a very assertive personality type. And I don't like my fate being in the hands of other people. And I was connected to so many people, and I just didn't do anything that I wanted to do.
Yeah, and one thing I tripped out when I was watching it, but I thought it was so crazy that they built an alliance with you being part of it, and then you just started like recruiting people like back to back to where it was like 12 people in an alliance. Do you think maybe that was just you were just kind of showing people that you were a little bit too desperate in being part of an alliance, or do you think they took it as you just trying to save your own butt and trying to stay part of it?
Well, here's the thing. So originally the very core alliance was myself, James, Day, and Jason. And they wanted to bring in Clay. And then Davon had a fallout with Clay. And I was trying to just keep them both on the same page because we needed to be a person. And also Jason wanted to nominate Shelly and target her. And Clay wasn't having it. So he wanted to fight for Shelly. And that just created more of a wedge. And then James came up with the idea of, well, let's get Jackie and Jeff up. And Jackie and Jeff were on the side working with Clay. And all these alliances were just totally incestual, and it became really unorganized, and everybody had side deals with everyone. And so that night when I brought everyone in the room, I'm like, okay, fuck this. Like, I just need to bring everyone together. Like, we need to get on the same fucking page. This isn't that fucking hard. If we're going to create a group and work together to get the jury, Let's fucking just get on the same page and stop talking shit about each other behind each other's backs and target Vanessa, because I was really upset with Vanessa. So it didn't work. I mean, it did work. I brought everyone together, except they came together and then turned against me.
Thank you, Ryan. I want to go back to that, Audrey. Watching as a fan, it was kind of like watching... I don't know what it was kind of like watching. It was, you're sitting there, you're sitting there and you are pulling, not even that night. It's like you would sit there and you would talk to a group of people and okay, it's going to be us, or you're feeling people out. And then you bring in more people and more people and more people. But here's my point. My point is Audrey could sit there. This is what you were great at. You were great at, if someone said something to you, like, I heard you said this about Shelly. You're like, well, let's go get Shelly. And then somehow you get Shelly. And even if you were wrong and you were lying, Shelly would admit it. And I'm like, what is going on? Is she brainwashing them? I loved every minute of it. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you made me friggin' dizzy as hell with your gameplay. And I'm like, what is she doing? And I couldn't get to each camera fast enough. You were like in super speed.
Yeah, maybe I should have applied for Survivor. It's a lot faster pace, shorter time. A lot of people have told me they think I would be a lot better on Survivor.
So all right, we're going to bring an interesting... That does bring up an interesting question. If you were approached for Survivor or Amazing Race, you know, any of those, would you go on one, and which one would be your preference?
In a heartbeat, I would go on both of them. And my preference would be to be on both of them, because I am like a diehard competitive person and I love both shows. But if I had to pick one over the other, I'd probably pick Survivor. I've always been a Survivor fan since I was younger. And I don't know, maybe I was in Survivor mode when I was in the Big Brother house, but I really felt like after that first week and that big fallout happened in the have-not room, I had to be extra proactive, because even when people are telling you to lay down and die, like, why would you do that? You know, like, right. You want to fight your life, and right. I did it much as I could and made it to week four, even when all the odds were against me from week one. And so
like, are you saying that we should start hashtag Audrey for Tara or Audrey for Survivor?
Yes. Hashtag Audrey for Survivor.
Awesome. Oh, don't do it. That. Cause I'll start a campaign. And I got about 150,000 people behind me. All right, let's take the next caller. Thank you, Ryan. Bianca, you're on the air live with Audrey, hon.
Oh my gosh. Hi. I'm shaking. Oh my gosh, I love Audrey.
It's okay. Audrey's human just like us. Just pretend you're BSing Big Brother on Twitter or something. Be calm.
Audrey, I wanted to know, when Big Brother's over and you, like, would you ever hang out with Shelly and Clay, or that's like, you wouldn't want to be with them?
Well, I said I probably wouldn't hang out with Clay, and Clay might be flying here next Wednesday. So, stranger things have happened. I've sat with Shelly. But I think I can bury the hatchet from a game perspective, but I don't know who Shelly is. And so that's why I'm more frustrated, because I watch the feeds and I catch like these little comments and these digs, and I feel like from an outside perspective, I am seeing more from the outside looking in now that I didn't see even while I was in there. And so I think we're definitely going to have a conversation, but I'm open to being friends with just about any of them.
Okay. Now, Bianca, are you a Shelly fan?
No,
I think that's a no. You know, what I want to say is, and I have to watch what I say, but I was a big Vanessa, Shelly, and Audrey fan because they were strong women and they were funny and crazy. And What I am seeing myself, and I'm just going to say it because Audrey did bring it up, is there's some fakeness going on. I don't know if it's me. I've noticed it the past few weeks. Audrey was saying, you know, she doesn't really know who she is. So I think she's kind of on the same wavelength as me. It's kind of like, I don't get it. Like, what is real and what isn't real? But I'm glad she brought that up. But okay, do you want to ask another question, hon? I know you're excited to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. I want to know, Audrey, how do you stay on you now for like 4 hours?
I don't even know. I black out. When I think about it, I thought
you and I for like 4 hours long. You talked to like Dave Vaughn and everything.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was even doing. I don't even remember that. It's weird.
All right, thanks, Bianca.
Thank you.
Something I want to point out is that there are like a few people that are trying, I think, to be calculated about their appearance, because I mean, it is stressful. Like, you're on national television, you're on a platter for people to stab at the judge. But when you sign up for a show like Big Brother, where you're going to be monitored 24/7 by America, I think you revoke the right to not be totally vulnerable. Like, that's why I didn't care, like, reacting to situations the way that I did. Like, I'm a human being. Everybody has emotions and everyone has a boiling point. I happen to hit mine, but I'm not going to pretend to be something that I'm not. And that's part of the reason why I came out with my secret right away. And I think that Shelly is a very image conscious person. And so that's why it's hard to know, like, when the lights go down and the camera shut off, who are you going to get?
Right.
Love that.
All right, I'm going to bring one more person. Okay, I see there's a couple more. I'm going to try to fit you in, guys. We've got about 10 more minutes. Hi, Wade. You're on the air with Audrey.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's your grandson. Okay, I have a question for you. Okay, so obviously the The Amazing Race twist was kind of a flop with Jeff and kind of Jackie. So I was wondering if Survivor was the twist and two of the Survivor players came in that have only played once, which two would you have liked to see come into the game?
I would like to see, I mean, I've always been a Parvati fan and she's like an ATL girl. So I would want her because she's like a really great strategist. And at the same time, it would be really amazing to beat someone as great as her too. So maybe Parvati and maybe, no. I had a great time with Mike Holloway when I was down at Hearts of Reality, so I'll just say him. He would be fun in that house. He would keep it interesting.
Okay, and now which two TAR players, not from already Big Brother, but just two TAR players that you see as a pair would do better than Jeff and Jackie?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. Who do you think?
I think Joey Graceffa and Megan Camarena would done pretty well. Being on YouTube and all, they've been probably been more social than Jeff and not much of a douchebag, but that's just my view.
Well,
they would be interesting.
We'll never know.
I think YouTubers would do better on Big Brother than they would, I mean, like, on Survivor, because as you can see, Will didn't do pretty good on Survivor, and I mean, TAR's a better, like, I mean, you get to travel and all, so I guess it'd be a better platform.
Well, that's an interesting thing to pitch. Yep. Maybe CBS will do it.
Start a campaign, Wade.
I will. I'll start a campaign for myself. I'm turning 20. I'm finally turning 21 on October, and hopefully we'll be auditioning soon, so.
Well, good luck to you. Oh, thanks for calling in, Wade. Audrey, are you loving all the love?
I'm loving all the love.
Loving all the love. Wait, Claudia, before you say what you're going to, before you're going to say that, I want to say one thing. I wake up in the morning. I'm sorry, go ahead. The friggin' song's in my head. When she sung it, it was in my head for 2 friggin' weeks. Now it's back in my head. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Claude.
So this is a question from Catherine in the chat room. You know, you've talked about dreams before. And so Catherine's wanting to know if you've had any interesting dreams lately. And I'll kind of caveat onto that. Have you had any, like, Big Brother related dreams?
Yes,
lately?
I had one last night. And I actually I texted it to Clay when I woke up because it's so funny if it actually happened. I had a dream that Becky got squashed at the double eviction and got screwed over.
Ooh.
Oh.
What do you think of Becky? What do you think of Becky, Audrey? I'm very curious.
I think Becky is... What's a good way to describe her? I don't know. She's a towel. She's like...
She's a towel.
She's an accent in the room. I don't know. She's good for her one thing, but I don't know about any other things.
Okay, Ben, I'm bringing you on. Ben, you're live on air with Audrey.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Okay, I have 2 questions. One question is kind of about the house.
Okay.
Could you guys hear, like, the audience outside? Because you think that if there's, like, a roaring audience, like, screaming and clapping, like, you think that you guys would hear that, right?
No, you actually don't. It's totally quiet, and I mean, you're trapped. You're in there. There's no people to the outside world.
So were you, like, really shocked, like, when you walked out the doors? Because, like, you were in there for, like, 39 days.
Yeah.
Like, how shocked were you that you, like, to walk out of the door and stuff and, like, hear the audience and, like, see, like,
it was,
different people?
It was crazy. You don't know what to expect. You're like, what are these people going to think of me? Like, I didn't know if I was going to get booed or what. So I was just really relieved that people were clapping. Nice.
Thank you, honey. I can't let you ask 2 questions. I'm so sorry. I'm going to bring on Emily. Emily, you're on the air.
Hi, Audrey.
Hey, Emily. What's up?
I just want to start off by saying I'm, like, a really big fan, and, like, you were, like, amazing on Big Brother.
Aw, thank you.
I miss you, like, so much.
I know. Thank you.
The question I want to ask you is, like, I know before, because I've chatted with you on You Now, but my new question is, if Vanessa gets evicted tonight, who would you be rooting, well, tomorrow night, who would you be rooting for?
I'm going to root for James and Jackie.
James and Jackie. I have a question.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Maybe it was just me, and I've said this to a close-knit group of people, but I'm just going to throw this out there. I have a question for Audrey. Did you feel, I know you have certain feelings, and sometimes you feel things, and I'm kind of that way too. Did you feel it all throughout the game that not James, but Clay had certain feelings for you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think the only feelings Clay had was, like, he would get irritated, angry, upset. I don't think there was anything like that. Not at all.
Okay. So it was more maybe of a brother-sister kind of thing in the beginning.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, on the first day, and this was before the feeds went on, Him and I were both the first two that were awake the very first morning. And we had a conversation about his type. And he said he did like a woman that was a little bit older. And he basically described Shelly to a freaking T. So like, okay, well, this is perfect. Because part of my strategy was I wanted to play matchmaker. And so maybe I can help get these two together and instigate this. And I'll have a shield to hide behind. But I think it kind of manifested the way that we did. But to answer your question, no, I didn't feel any of those things. I don't think he could.
Okay, well, I was off on that one. And my last question for you is, we had Jeff on the show last night, who's a very interesting character, and he said he thinks there's no way that Clay and Shelly will last outside the house, that Clay is 23 years old, yada, yada, yada. Do you want to give your thoughts on that?
I told them both straight inside of the house to their face that I didn't think it was going to last. I think that you're in that situation. You're the only two like people that are really attractive. Like, of course, it's like science. You're going to come together. But right. When you're back in the real world and there's all these different variables, especially like distance, I don't know that they are going to want to do that. You know, when they're off of this platform, their lives are going to be filled up with all new things. It's going to be a whole new world. And so I don't foresee it lasting. And I know from talking to him, he was a little bit hurt when he rewatched the episode where Shelly was actually campaigning against him.
Right.
Because he had been campaigning so hard for people to keep her. And right. It was genuine from his perspective. And so, I don't know.
I don't know either. Is there any gossip that you can give the fans as a perspective of, without mentioning names or something to that effect, of things that have happened outside the house, whether it was an event you were at or house guests that are outside of the house or something to that effect? They always love a good good gossip, spilling the tea. Guy. Anything? Yeah.
At the moment, I got nothing, and I love gossip too. So, ask me again in a few weeks, and I might be able to have something juicy for you. But okay. I don't.
All right. All right. Nope. All we could do is ask, right, Claudia?
Yes.
That's all we could do. Absolutely. Now, Audrey, tell everybody your Twitter handle, all your social media, how to reach you.
Okay, so you guys, my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all the same. It's at Audrey M, but it's spelled O-D-D-R-E-Y-M. And I'm sure there are also a million other like fake profiles using the same one. But for sure,
right. It's
my Facebook, it's my Twitter, it's my Instagram. Hit me up. I'm trying to respond to messages. I'm up at the hours in the middle of the night responding to people, but it's a little overwhelming. So, but I'm going to do everything I can to like keep in touch with you guys and communicate as much as possible and talk crap about people, you know.
Are you going to be at Reality Rally?
I hope so. It's being worked out.
If you're going, just so you know, now that you're a member of the LOL family, if you do your thing where people donate to you, let us know on our end and we'll put you up on the website and we'll get you some help, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Get Real, LOL Unscripted. Visit us at GetRealLOL.com for all things Big Brother. That's Claudia. That is the one and only Audrey from BB17. I want to say a huge thank you to you, Audrey, for taking time out and talking to us and taking time out to talk to your fans. Love you to pieces, you crazy bitch. Love you, love you, love you. And everybody, love you. Tomorrow, let's see what happens. Right now, Shelly's getting the boot. And until next time, have a good night and stay real. Bye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. For news, content, house guests, podcasts, and our blog, become a member of our Facebook page. But don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Go! And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Always keep it real.